Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. We are here in 2024. Ain't that something? We made it to here. Now, will we make it any further? That's the real question. The real question is, all the experts have doom and gloom this year. You better prepare is what they're saying. But if you're part of NinosCorner.tv and if you're part of my channel here on FluffTube, you know to prepare. We've been expecting the unexpected. You know, everything is off the table. Is it on the table or off the table? I get confused with that. Sometimes I say everything's on the table. And then sometimes I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I think everything's off the table. I'm not sure what it is, actually. Is it everything's on the table? But doesn't it sound better like everything's off the table? I don't know. All right, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. That's all we care about. I'm trying to get over 600 reviews. When the lights go out on Amazon, The Mexican Mix, my mama's book, on Amazon as well. Leave an honest review. So a few days ago, folks, can you guys hear me all right? Mic check. I bit my lip. So if I start slurring and having a little bit of lisp like Mike Tyson, then you understand that it's because I bit the hell out of my cheek and it's killing me. It's huge. It's like this big. It's the size of a quarter. And it's hurting. So understand that I'm dealing with a lot of pain this morning. And it's been swelling. I mean, I bit it like through my... It almost felt like it went through my cheek. I hate that. Folks, Noble Gold, you better get your gold and silver. There's no time like now. You got to do it now. It's going to skyrocket. And I'm going to bring Bo Pony on and back on. Do you guys want to see Bo Pony back on? Give me a yes or no in the chat. Let me know. Do you want to see Bo Pony on? I like him. I find it entertaining, and I think he's hit the target a few times. I'm a skeptic, but you know, I like what he says. I like what he brings. No. Yes. His heart's in the right place. He's a good man. So let's get some Noble Gold, folks. Global financial storms might be brewing, or let's just say raging. But thousands of investors in precious metals with Noble Gold are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from the turmoil. God, this is hard to do with this thing in my mouth. Protect your savings from the market volatility. I don't know how to say that word. With Noble Gold Investments IRA and claim your free gold bullion coin, folks. Talk to Noble Gold Investments expert today and they'll walk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process, which they did me. They got on the phone with me. Colin actually guided me through the process. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future. There's no other way in my mind to do this. Crypto's a gamble. I don't trust it. I'm sure maybe XRP, maybe Bitcoin. I'm not a crypto guy. I bring them on, but I know one thing for sure, gold and silver. Go to Noble Gold Investments today. Go down to the link below. Get started, folks. Get started on your Noble Gold. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner, or Telespam. I do different things on different platforms. Telegram's a little different. I post more cutting-edge stuff there. So go to Nino's Corner on Telegram. Thank you for the Super Chat. Those that give to me on the Super Chat, thank you. We're getting off to a rough start this morning. I know that it's the new year. Everyone's still tired. A lot of you are still hungover. I'm not hungover. I'm completely sober. I miss it sometimes. What I would give sometimes for just a whiskey on the rocks or a nice cold beer or a nice glass of red wine with my Italian meal. What I'd give. But if I got to tell you this, if I was doing that, I wouldn't be here doing these. I wouldn't be knocking out these podcasts. You guys would be like, he's a drunk. He went back to being a drunk. Oh, boy. But I got to tell you, there's something about just not giving a fuck. You know, I just turning everything off and just going back to the bar. There's something about it that's very appealing. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. They got a governor on my Instagram. I can't get past 144,000. And every time I gain 1,000 subs, they take away 1,500. So they unsubscribe. So if you're not subscribed to my Instagram, go back and subscribe. Isn't it sad, the time that we're living in right now, that it's like this? As long as you're a degenerate, you can be on there. If you're doing degenerate behavior, that's totally acceptable. It's when you start red pilling. That's when they go, oh, get him out of here. He's trying to better the society. Get him out of here. He's waking people up. So Rumble, Nino's Corner, True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer, or Nino's Truth. Twitter, Nino Boxer, PatriotWear.com, being right there. PatriotWear, get yourself some cool gear. Lots of cool designs going on PatriotWear.com. Nino's Corner.tv is fire, and it's going to be where you want to be this year. I'm not tooting my own horn, but if you want what's going on, if you want to be ahead of the ball, go to Nino's Corner.tv. That's where it's all at. Everything 100% war in the deep state. That's all I cover. I don't mess around with anything else on that channel. I've been told by my FluffTube team I got to be careful what I post on Rumble because they look at both now. Let me repeat that. They look at both now. So when they analyze your channel, they see what you're putting up on Rumble. So Nino's Corner.tv is my safe space. I got SGN on up there right now. Boom! Is that guy fire, baby? Is that guy not fire? Wow. SGN on is up there right now. He goes balls deep on Nino's Corner.tv. You guys just got a little skim of the surface, a little a broad stroke of everything, but on Nino's Corner.tv, he goes balls deep. If this is rated G, Nino's Corner is triple X and rated R. Alpha Warrior 10 Saving coming on a round table next. I got the Capital Shaman. You know who that is. I can't say his name on air. He's coming on. Daniel Goodwin, the J6er. Josh from Decentralized Media. I almost spit all over my microphone because I can't talk. I should show you guys what this thing looks like. If you guys saw what this thing looks like, you'd be like, dude, go lay down. Go lay down and go take an antibiotic. Maybe I need an antibiotic. I don't know. This thing is getting huge. Mike King is coming back on. Mel K is coming back on. I haven't talked to her in a while, but it's just been hit and miss. It's not that we're mad at each other or anything like that. It's just she's busy, I'm busy. We finally reconnected. She's coming back on Nino's Corner.tv. Laura Aboli. You guys seen her Telegram channel? It's exploding. Laura Aboli. I hope I'm saying your last name correctly, Laura. She's coming on. I got the Ghost making a reappearance. We're going to hear from the Ghost again real soon. Scott McKay is the general in the general's tent this month. I just reached out to Kathy O'Brien. I think I'm going to bring her on. MK Ultra. That's going to be February. So I'm going to try to get her for February, but I got Scott talking about tactical civics in January. So we're going to need to know this stuff. You're going to need to know it. I'm going to need to know a lot of it. And I'll be putting that up on Nino's Corner.tv. That'll be the General's Tent with Scott McKay. Thank you, Susan. Also, I forgot to tell you. Like, you know, I'm just like talking to you like in person. If you notice, I'm putting some different videos up on my fluff tube. There's a method to my madness, and I've decided that I'm going to have a little fun. Now, you know I have the other channel called The Drop. I haven't put anything on The Drop in a long while. I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to do these things. It's so hard to build from scratch. But this channel already has almost 300,000 subs. And what I want to do is I want to have a little fun. So if you guys want to have a little fun with me, I'm going to just be putting some occasional updates on occasional stuff that you'll be like, well, that's not really in his wheelhouse, but more mainstream, like celebrity stuff. I'm going to make a little pivot and start doing that a lot more on YouTube because I just want to have some fun. It's gets hard mentally to just discuss everything deep state and end of the world and it gets taxing on the mind. I just want to have some fun. So if you guys want to have some fun with me, let's make fun of some celebrities. I don't know. I like to do that shit. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Turn it down or turn it up, folks. Boom, here we go. All right. Do you like the toro on my hat? Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Let's go. 2024 has arrived. We're here. Welcome to the party. All right. So hearing that infamous list got stalled once again. It keeps getting stalled. So, you know, if you're on it, there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's going to come out anyway. I mean, they're trying to stall it for a 107. 107 stalling the list. Ain't that something? 107 stalls the list. Doe 107. Ain't that something? You know, I'm getting a lot of shit from people from my last two videos, by the way. How can you speak like that about women, childless and single? It's a broad statement. If you're taking that personal, you got to look in the mirror and fix your own life. Don't come at me, yelling at me, screaming at me, sending me hateful emails, okay? I just make presumptions, and it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to that. So, it is what it is. So, here's another thing, too. And this is new to me, because usually people used to approach me and be like, hey, champ, boxing, you know, talk boxing. Now it's different. This is coming at me at a different direction now, where people are coming at me and going, hey, man, how's it going? And they come and give me a hug. I don't have a problem with that. But, guys, like, tell me. It's just sometimes I don't get the joke right off the bat. Okay, so I'm in the convenience store the other day, and I'm standing in line buying a bag of Doritos and a Diet Coke because sometimes I like to snack on Doritos. Ranch Doritos. Anyway, and a Hershey's bar. So I'm in the line, and I'm standing there, and I hear, ah, you're so crazy. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I look around, and then I hear it again. You're crazy, David. You're so crazy. And I'm looking around. Thank you for the super chat. I am Morgan. So I'm looking around. I'm going, what's going on right now? And there's a guy standing behind me, and he looks at me. He goes, you're crazy. You're so crazy. And I go, thank you. And I just turned back around like, I'm trying to compute all this because it was kind of in the morning. I'm a little bit tired. And I'm thinking to myself, who the fuck is this guy? what's going on right now? And I'm not computing that I say this in my morning shows. So I get up to the counter and I'm paying. And he goes, I'll get it. They bet I'll get it. Because you're crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this person saying this? And why does he want to buy my Doritos, Diet Coke, and Hershey bar? So I turn around, I go, well, thank you. I appreciate it. He goes, man, you don't know me. I know you don't know me, but I watch your shows. And David, you're so crazy. You're so crazy. And I was like, well, it would have been nice if you would have said you watch my shows and then you said the crazy stuff, because then I would have got it. But you kind of threw me off, and I thought I was going to have to left hook your ass. If I would have had to left hook you, I don't know. I mean, I don't get it sometimes. So you can't just come up to me and say, you're so crazy, David. You're so crazy. You can't do that off the bat. You got to have a segue. You got to first say, hey, I watch your shows and you're so crazy. Then I would have got it. You know what I'm saying? You get it? You scared the shit out of me. All right. So. Oh, boy. All right, folks. So that infamous list is being delayed once again. Who knows? Whatever. It's not to me. I don't even give a shit anymore. Okay. I'm losing interest. So as we begin the new year with anticipation, nervousness, and excitement, we all know one thing, don't we? We all know one thing. All of us here know one thing. It's game time. Whatever happens by the end of this year, will dictate everything, absolutely everything, for humanity going forward. And I'm going to say the split in timelines right now, it's coexisting. Both timelines are coexisting parallel right now. And whatever happens after this year will decide where humanity is going. And I know that's a bold statement, but I'm going to say it right here. I believe that to be true. After 2024, going into 2025, this is it, folks. This is for the whole Casino Royale. Let me know. Give me a thumbs up if you agree with me. And God doesn't lose. God does not lose. So this isn't just another election. This is for absolutely everything. Everything is on the table, as you guys, I like to say off the table. Everything's off the table, but I guess it is everything's on the table. So I feel like last night I was like, man, I can feel it in the air. Like I can feel the excitement, the tension in the air. I can feel it. And I know you guys can too. It's kind of like that time when the main event fighters arrive to the arena. Back in boxing, when boxing was in its heyday, you know, like when the big fighters show up. Remember the excitement, the buzz when Mike Tyson would show up, Evander Holyfield would show up to the arena. You knew it was time. You know, I got to say, UFC boxing used to be. The UFC and boxing today can't hold its jockstrap to the way boxing used to be. Just saying, on a side note. But the moment of truth is here. Whatever conspiracies, politics, propaganda, we all heard for the last 8 years, and I know you've got your dose on it on NinosCorner.tv, whatever you've heard for the last 8 years will be determined as true or false and finalized this year. That's it. This is it. We'll know what's true, what's false this year. Whatever happens November, that's it, folks. I'm not going to come back on here and be like, just wait. Let me pull something out of my ass here. The White Hats are in control. Okay, because they had to do it again so that we could wake more people up, because we just didn't wake enough people up the last 8 years. Not happening. Not happening. Keep your vibes high. I would do such a disservice to all of you if I were coming up here just pumping you through a bunch of bullshit. I'm gonna talk reality here. My shows are a reality check. Do you guys want me to just come out here and just hot air up your ass? No. We're going to know this year. And that is why, regardless of what happens to me, although I do feel it's going to go our direction 100%, this is it. This is the final battle right here. So how should we prepare and what should we expect? Well, first of all, you better make sure you're getting your information from someone you can trust, even if it's not me. Make sure you're getting your information for what resonates with you. Pray about it. Whatever you feel is the right choice, go with that, because you're going to need real information. And you're going to need to prepare, because we don't know. I don't know if there's going to be the whole system is going to be unplugged and we're going to have 10 days of darkness, 20 days of darkness, a month. But I know one thing. I know one thing. It's going to get wonky and it's going to get wacky. And I don't feel like we're coming into a normal cycle in November. So, folks, expect anything, anything. Everything is on the table. All right. So, an almanac publisher 2024 prediction. Okay. This is an almanac publisher is tumultuous. Good morning. Today, we'll look at what 2024 may bring according to the sizable predictions in the Pocket Chinese Almanac. We'll also look at new state laws that will affect nearly every aspect of life in New York. It's the first workday of the new year, but I took last week off, so let's do some catching up. I ended 2023 the way I had ended 2022 with a call to the publishers of the Pocket Chinese Almanac. So, a year ago, they saw hope, but not this time. We looked at this year's predictions and we got alarmed, said Joanna Lee, who with her husband Ken Smith has published the little book annually since 2010. This is going to be a tumultuous year. Everyone's in agreement with this, folks. This is all in agreement. Oh, just raise your vibration. Just get higher vibes. That's what all these new age people. Oh, just higher your frequency. That's all you got to do. Smith and Lee call themselves publishers, translators, and honorators, not authors, because the predictions in the Pocket Chinese Almanac are from Warwick Wong. Oh, Warwick Wong. A geomancer in Hong Kong in late 2019, months before the first boogeyman case was recorded in New York, Wong told the couple, find a safe place to hide. So he predicted the boogeyman. There will be a disaster, he said. But he did not specify what the disaster would be. He himself dispersed to a monastery, Lee said. And this year will be more tumultuous than any year in recorded history, is what they're saying. And it's just getting started. When do you think this all kicks off? Let me see in the chat here what you all, I don't know, what do you all predict here? Let's make little fun predictions. Do you think it kicks off in the first quarter of the year, the mid part of the year, last quarter of the year? I know the last quarter of the year is going to be crazy anyway, but I'm just saying, do you think now, right now, March is a good month. I'm feeling February, March, April, like February to April, May. May is always a big month. October, you know, is going to be crazy. But I mean, I agree with you. I agree. Hey, yo, yeah, I agree. Astrological April. I mean, everyone's got their, but we all, but one thing we have in common, we know it's going to happen this year. So Biden and Mr. T are poised for potential rematch. Look how they word this. Pay attention to the way they word these articles. Potential rematch. They're still trying to put Mr. T away, and they're still going to try to play Democrat musical chairs. We're still waiting on that. But the potential rematch that could shake American politics. So, U.S. presidential electors have been rocked in recent years by economic disasters, stunning gaffes, secret video, and a boogeyman. We know what the boogeyman is. But for all, what is this word? Tumult and define these campaigns, the volatility. Oh, this word. Volatility, that's it. Surrounding his year's presidential contest has few modern parallels, posing profound challenges to the future of American democracy. Not since the Supreme Court effectively decided the 2000 campaign in favor of Republican George W. Bush has been judiciary been so intertwined with presidential politics. In the coming weeks, the high court is expected to weigh whether states can ban former president Mr. T from the ballot for his role in leading the J6, you know what? Meanwhile, federal appeals court is weighing Trump's argument that he's immune from prosecution. The maneuvers are unfolding as prosecutors from New York and Washington to Atlanta move forward with 91 indictments across four criminal cases involving everything from Mr. T's part in the insurrection to his efforts to overturn the you-know-what and his hush money paid to porn actors. So all the things that they, how do I say this on FluffTube? Manufactured is what they're bringing to you as, see, we told you. I hate that I have to play charades on here and I have to be like a mime, but I have to do it. So doom dominates 2024 as Mr. T and Biden trade dire warnings. So they're preparing you, folks. And if you scavenge and scour the internet like I do looking for articles, I go to so many different places to find articles. They all have one thing in common. Doom and gloom for 2024. They're letting you know right now, all bets are off. All bets are off. So in President Biden's increasingly stark telling, an American led by former President Mr. T in 2025 would be dystopian dictatorship is what they're saying. Biden has the balls to say this, that an America led by former President Mr. T in 2025 would be a dystopian dictatorship. Nah, here's what the truth is. Or no, I shouldn't say my opinion. Is that you all are in trouble, and you know it, and you're going to be held accountable. That's it. That's really what it is. But you're going to make it seem like this guy's a crackpot dictator. He's a Hitler. Because you guys know, you did some very bad things. Ha, ha, ha. The greatest threat Mr. T poses to our democracy, Biden said earlier this month, is at a fundraiser in Bellstadt because if we lose, Biden says, if we lose this, we lose everything. We lose America. I don't know about you folks, but I already feel like we lost it. So Mr. T, who has used terms like vermin to describe his enemies and called 2024 the final battle, has said if Biden wins a second term, America would no longer have a country. I'm going to tell you right now, do we have a country right now, folks? Do we, with the borders being wide open? I'm asking you, do we have a country right now? Do you see what they do here? Do you see what they do? Do you see what evil does? They steal narratives and they make them their own. They gaslight. Mr. T also said during the rally in Durham, North. What the hell was that? In Durham, New Hampshire, that accused immigrants of poisoning the blood of the nation. So we're going to see tons of articles coming out. Another big push, just like 2016, exactly the same as 2016. A big push of propaganda on Mr. T. Big push. Because they can't get rid of him. So now they're going to double down, triple down, quadruple down. Everything is on the table. On the table. I'm really having a hard time because it seems more like off the table. But just saying. All experts agree, doom and gloom for 24. And what does Mr. T say? Mr. T says he can't believe Biden will be the nominee. Former President Mr. T said he can't believe President Biden will be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, calling into question his character and cognitive abilities. He's a scoundrel. He's a bad guy, Mr. T said at the Breitbart News Friday, but in his life, he's always been able to convince people he's really a nice guy. I laugh when they say Mr. T is the evil one and Biden is the nice one. That's the one thing he's been able to do. All you have to do is look at his credentials, Mr. T says. Am I doing a good job dancing around everything on FluffTube? I like that coffee cup, Nino. I know it's a, I am a ray of fucking sunshine. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing some shorts of the immigrants here. I did one video. I don't know why I didn't put it up yet. I gave it to my short. I don't make my own shorts, by the way. I have a person doing that for me. So I don't sit here and do my shorts all day. So if my shorts are kind of weird and you're like, oh, that's not really David's style, it's because I have someone else doing my shorts. But I'm going to start sending him footage of stuff in El Paso. And I think we're going to make shorts out of that. Let me know if you guys want to see that. So among Black, Hispanic, and young voters, they're all abandoning Biden as election year begins. So President Joe Biden heads into the election year showing alarming weakness among, wow, stalwarts of the Democratic base, with Mr. T leading among Hispanic voters and young people now. So Mr. T is leading. And they're going to tell you, well, he's only leading by like 2 points, 3 points, 4 points. What's he leading Biden by now? I don't even know. One in five Black voters now say they'll support a third-party candidate in November. That's where RFK comes in. That's where RFK is coming in. And I got to tell you, my thoughts on him, unless we see some kind of surprise thing come out of nowhere where Trump says Trump Kennedy, then I'm all about it. Then I'll be like, all right, cool. I see how the plan worked out here. But if RFK sticks around, knowing that he's not going to win, but just to divide further, you're a traitor. You're the great divider, aren't you? So I'm waiting to see what moves this guy makes. That's what I'm waiting on. Let's see what you do. Because by now, I don't know, if you're not picked to run for vice, sit your ass down. Sit your ass down. You're not helping anything now. That's how I see it. That's exactly how I see it. Sorry, folks. I get worked up, and I got this huge blister in my mouth. And should I show it to you guys what it looks like? You guys want to see it? No, you don't want to see it. Supreme Court justices' lives are threatened after Mr. T ruling. So advocacy groups claim that the justices at the Colorado Supreme Court are receiving a flood of threats since the court's controversial decision to remove Mr. T from the 24 Republican primary ballot. The FBI is also saying they are investigating threats to the lives and safety of the justices. The Colorado Supreme Court issued the ruling on December 19th, claiming that Trump, Mr. T, violated the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which bars officers from the U.S. from holding certain offices if they have engaged in an insurrection. They're trying so hard. So hard. And speaking of that, on ninoscorner.tv, we're going to have a roundtable with the shaman. Y'all know the buffalo head shaman. Daniel Goodwin and Josh from Decentralized Media. We're all going to have a huge, awesome, epic roundtable discussing. And I think the shaman is at the Capitol. I believe it or not. I think he's there holding a seance or a prayer. Or I don't know. He's an eccentric guy. He's a different kind of guy. And he's extremely intelligent, by the way. I've had conversations with this guy. He's a smart, smart kid. Man breaks into Colorado Supreme Court overnight and opens fire, police say. So here you go. The crazies come out. What do you, besides making us all look nuts, what do these people have to gain? Unless, and trust me, I'm right there with you. Unless this is blame it on a crazy MAGA guy type thing. A man was arrested early Tuesday after he broke into the Colorado Supreme Court overnight and opened fire inside the building, state police said in a news release. Why would you open fire at night? Why would you break in at night and open fire on an empty building? So the preliminary investigation confirmed a high probability that the incident is not connected to recent threats against the Colorado Supreme Court. Oh, really? And Colorado State Patrol said. In the afternoon news release, the Denver Police Department identified the suspect as 44-year-old Brandon Olson. I know a Brad Olson. Hey, Brad. All right, no. Brandon Olson, he is being held for investigation of robbery, burglary, and arson while the Denver District Attorney's Office makes charging decisions, the release said. It was not immediately clear whether Olson had legal representation. Who cares? This guy's nuts. Okay? Who fucking cares? Do you really need representation in this situation? It's like, dude, you're nuts. Mr. T to stay on the main ballot as he challenges disqualification ruling in court. So see, this is why. This is, if you're wondering why DeSantis is still sticking around and all these people are still lingering around, DeSantis knows he's not going to be the VP. He knows that. So he's hanging out in the shadows because he feels that they're going to make Trump exit, or it's just going to be so bad for him that he's going to get the nomination by default. That's what the plan is here, folks. Tell me, am I wrong? I'm not wrong often. He's lingering around like an old fart at a nursing home. An old nursing home fart. Let's talk about Iran for a second. Iran. Iranian warships Alborz. No, that's Indian. All right. Enters the Red Sea. All right. In Dubai, Iran Alborz warship has entered the Red Sea, the semi-official Tasnim news agency reported on Monday, at a time of soaring tensions in the key shipping route amid the Israel-Hamas war and attacks on vessels by forces ally Tehran. So Tasnim did not give details of the Alborz's mission, but said Iranian warships have been operating in open waters to secure shipping routes, combat piracy, and carry out other tasks since 2009. Heating up. So Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis have been targeting vessels in the Red Sea since November to show their support for the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, and its war against Israel. In response, many major shipping companies have switched to the longer and more costly route around the Africa's Cape of Good Hope rather than pass through the Suez Canal, which handles about 12% of global trade. And if you know, you know. If you know, you know. I can't say it on FluffTube, but I think they're planning to build another route, another canal, aren't they? In a very convenient place. Where would that be? Huh? Gee, where would that be? Gee, I don't know. Maybe a place they're bombing right now? I don't know. Oh, boy. You guys know about this, right? I'm not speaking out of term here. You all know. Yeah, well, you're putting it in there. I wish you wouldn't put it in there. Hey, that's what she said. All right. Iran says at least 103 people killed, 211 wounded in bombing at ceremony honoring slain general. So in Dubai, or Dubai, United Arab Emirates, two bombs exploded minutes apart Wednesday at the commemoration for a prominent Iranian general slain in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. Officials in Iran said killing at least 100 people and wounding at least 211 at the Middle East, as the Middle East remains on edge over Israel's war with Hamas. in the Gaza Strip. No one immediately claimed responsibility for what appeared to be the deadliest militant attack to target Iran since its 1979 Islamic Revolution. You know, this to me is all about stoking the fire. The blast shook the city of Kerman, about 820 kilometers southeast of the capital, Tehran, and sent shrapnel hurling into screaming crowds fleeing the first explosion. Lynn Wood just put out a whole list of grifters off of, and Nino is not on it. Well, thanks, Lynn. I appreciate the nice gesture. You know, folks, like I've always said, when you're listening to anybody, including me, anybody, just go with what resonates. Go with what resonates. Go with what feels good. All right. Israeli Supreme Court strikes down Bibi's controversial judicial overhaul law. Israeli Supreme Court on Monday narrowly struck down a controversial law that's part of the Netanyahu government's judicial overhaul and limited the court's ability to review government decisions. Why it matters. The dramatic ruling could thrust Israel back into a constitutional and political crisis amid the war in Gaza and concerns about a potential war in Lebanon. A strong reaction by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his radical right-wing political allies could push former Defense Minister Benny Gantz to leave the emergency unity government that was formed after October 7th attack. If Gantz, who is part of the opposition National Unity Alliance, left the war cabinet, it would leave Israel with a radical right-wing government to make decisions about the war, which could have implications for U.S. support of the war in Gaza. But did you know? Only 15% of Israelis want Netanyahu to keep the job after the Gaza war. Only 15%. Only 50% of Israelis want Prime Minister Netanyahu to stay in office after the war in Hamas in Gaza ends. Though many more still support his strategy of crushing the militants in the Palestinian enclave, according to a poll published on Tuesday. Netanyahu promised to crush Hamas after October 7th rampage in southern Israel, in which 1,200 people were killed and 240 abducted to Gaza. Israel forces have laid much of Gaza to waste in their nearly three-month retaliatory offensive. Yeah, so much going on here, man. So much going on. So let's talk about some immigrants. This is basically border news, but guess what, California? California becomes first state to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants. There goes your tax dollars, California. So California will welcome the new year by becoming the first state to offer health insurance for all undocumented immigrants. Your hospitals are going to be filled to the brim. What you pay for in your health insurance, try going to any hospital now. It's going to be packed. Starting January 1st, all undocumented immigrants, regardless of age, will qualify for Medi-Cal. California's version of the federal Medicaid program for people with low incomes. Previously, undocumented immigrants were not qualified to receive comprehensive health care insurance, but were allowed to receive emergency and pregnancy-related services under Medi-Cal as long as they met eligibility requirements, including income limits and California's residency in 2014. California will welcome the new year by becoming the first state to offer health insurance for all undocumented immigrants. Wow. Way to go, Newsom. You dick. That will probably be edited out. If you're watching my show, just remember, if you're watching this late, it will be in all its glory and original format on ninoscorner.tv. So if you see me glitching here and there, it's because it's edited, and it's the only way I got to be on FluffTube. So Raw, ninoscorner.tv. As soon as I'm done here, they put it up on ninoscorner.tv, and you get to see it in all its glory. My Tourette's. No, I don't have Tourette's. Maybe some of you think I have Tourette's, but I don't have Tourette's, okay? I just have no filter. There's a big difference. Actually, I think I'm doing pretty good regarding the filter thing because I'm now on here. I'm really watching what I say. I'm minding my P's and Q's. So Texas, though, Texas is the opposite of California. Texas clears way for mass arrests of illegal immigrants. I don't know how this is going to work, but Texas is leading a challenge to the federal government on its response to mass illegal immigration. This includes a plan to complete the construction of former President Mr. T's border wall, as well as a new policy that could allow the state to deport illegal immigrants while also charging them with state crimes. So this is bold. The policy will likely run into legal challenges, but could also set a new standard for border security across the United States. Like I said, folks, I've been raised on both sides of the border. I'm used to this. I go down and see the immigrants that are coming here right now. They're over on Father Rom Street. I go down there and I go talk to some of them, like, where are you guys from? ¿Dónde eres, güey? Venezuela! Órale! A lot of them are from Venezuela, from what I'm seeing. And El Salvador! And guess what? They all respect the Sancho. When I show up like Sancho, they fucking respect me. They don't fuck with the Sancho. And you know, it's funny. You can speak fluent Spanish. They can spot a gringo a mile away. You got to have the street slang. You got to have the street swag. You got to be street smart to be around these guys. Otherwise, they'll eat you alive. And I know how to be all those things because I am the Sancho. When I show up, I am the fucking Sancho. I am El Jefe. El Jefe Sancho. I show up and they fucking listen to me, okay? All right. So watch the water, folks. Watch the water. Is this what watch the water means? Because I got to tell you, I don't know what else it could mean unless it means the beach. I don't know. But U.S. water utilities targeted by foreign hackers, prompting calls for cybersecurity overhaul. So is our water at jeopardy? Does that mean you're going to have to stock up on water now? This is getting so exhausting. It's getting so tiring. Right when I think I have everything I need, I have a water filter, but I may have to go buy more drums of water. I don't know. So a water authority in Western Pennsylvania became a victim of an international cyber attack along with the other U.S. water utilities. The attack prompted concerns from U.S. security officials about the vulnerability of water utilities to cyber threats. Despite the growing threats, many water utilities, especially smaller ones, lack the necessary funds and expertise for effective cybersecurity measures. Do you like how I ended it with the Sancho? The measures. I used to have a Mexican trainer. He was actually in his 60s. His name was Rocky. His name was Rocky. Rocky, Rocco. And he's like, I like the pussy. I like the pussy. That's what he used to always say. I like the pussy. I was like, oh, God. Powerful earthquake hits Western Japan, triggering tsunami warnings. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck Western Japan on Monday, according to the United States Geopolitical Survey and the Japan Meteorological Agency. Tsunami warnings have been issued along coastal regions of Western Japan, and people have been urged to evacuate. The first tsunami waves of 1.2 meters, 4 feet high, that doesn't sound like much, and under have hit a number of areas along Japan's western coast. Roads and buildings have been damaged, transport and communication services have been disrupted, and officials have warned of potential power outages for thousands of households. Japan dispatches 1,000 military personnel to quake zone. So Japan is dispatching 1,000 military personnel to help rescue and recovery efforts following the 7.5 magnitude earthquake. I think we had like a 7, no, we had a 5.3 or a 5.8 here in El Paso. That was pretty strong. I felt it in my bed. I thought I was having a poltergeist in my house because El Paso doesn't get earthquakes. So when that started happening, I was like, holy shit, it's poltergeist. That's the first thing I thought of because that's where my mind goes. Because my bed started moving. I was like, holy shit, I'm being possessed. I'm about to be possessed. This is an exorcism. X now worth 71% less than when Musk bought it, Fidelity estimates. So X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, is worth 71% less now. How is that even possible? They're all dumping old Elon, huh? So X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, is worth 71% less now than it was when Elon Musk bought it in late 2022, according to Fidelity. Here's the important thing you got to know about this. I believe something happened with Elon where he was reined in and he's working for the White Hats. That's just an opinion. That's my opinion. But I would imagine it's very important we have that open line of communication with Patriots right now. Don't you guys agree with that? I don't trust Elon. I'm not saying I trust him, but I'm saying something. This is too good to be true, and it's working in our favor. Just my opinion, folks. I don't know. Just my opinion. How's your old earthquake hanging? It's hanging pretty good. Yeah, I don't trust Elon. I think he still holds, you know. That's a tough one, man. So the investment group made the valuation on Monday, the second time it dropped the value of X in 2023. Axios reports Musk had purchased the social media giant for $44 billion. $44 billion. Wow. So let's get to some insanity news, where society is heading today. So British police probe virtual. I don't know if I can say this. I don't know if I can say this on YouTube. A virtual rape and metaverse. So I don't know if I can say that on here. Young girls, digital personas sexually attacked by a gang of adult men in an immersive video game, sparking the first investigation of its kind and questions about extent current laws applying online virtual world. So police are investigating the first case of, and this is just ridiculous. Oh my God. Sexual abuse, I have to say that word, sexual abuse in the metaverse after a child was attacked in a virtual reality video game. The girl was under the age of 16, oh my gosh, and is said to have been left distraught after her avatar was attacked in a virtual reality video game, and now the police are investigating. The fact that I even have to read this should bring alarm bells, okay? The fact that we're here, this is where we're at in 2024. No mames way, Spanish fly. The headset-wearing victim did not suffer any injuries as there was no physical attack. But officers said she suffered the same psychological and emotional trauma as someone who has been, you know what, in real life. As the VR experience was designed to be completely immersive, it is thought to be the first time in the UK that a virtual sexual offense has been investigated by the police. You're right. No mames way. No mames, puta. All right. So women, I'm going to piss a lot of you off right now. Oh, he's just doing it again. Here he goes bashing women. No, I'm not. Women go exploring. So it gives us control. It gives us control. A rise in women exploring sexual fantasy in midlife. So women now are having a midlife crisis. Interesting. A new generation of sexually adventurous middle-aged women are exploring kink and fantasies without shame, according to the founder of one of UK's largest sex-positive communities. Emma Style, who founded Killing Kittens and organizes extravagant balls and sex parties for consenting verified adults, said that there was a growing appetite for sexual adventures among the UK population, but especially among women wanting to concentrate on themselves for a change. I know how you can concentrate on yourself. We find a lot of women are leaving marriages, or their husbands have left. They have kids, and suddenly they're in their late 30s, early 40s, even 50s going, hang on a minute. It's time for me to unapologetically and selfishly recognize I'm a human being with needs and desires. She added, I think there's a realization that you're not on the shelf when you're 40 or 50. You can be 70. Okay, don't get mad. Don't get mad. I know I got some of you in here. You can be 70 and still have a sex life. Still go out and experiment and explore and date or try new things sexually. Women are also ready to part with their hard-earned cash for Killing Kittens parties, such as $175 to $150 for a ticket to the next year's Venice Carnival Ball, which promises the ultimate erotic masquerade experience in Italy's floating city. This is not a generation of women who have relied on their husbands for finances, she says. If women are financially independent, the kind of channels into everything or every aspect of our lives, it gives us control over everything else. Am I reading it all fucked up? No mames way. That always stands out to me. So why is Generation Z aging so rapidly? Why is Generation Z aging differently than millennials? Experts reveal pressure to use wrong skincare too young, vaping, and getting Botox in their early 20s means younger generations looking older than their counterparts, or their older, or their millennials in the 30s. So Generation Z aging much faster. I agree with this. I see young girls that are in their 20s getting fillers and Botox. These are young girls, just so they can look more fake in Instagram posts. This is happening right now. So could you imagine what they're going to look like in their mid-20s? I mean, look what they look like now. They're already looking weird, and they're already doing shit. So in my opinion, Botox is for women that's, I don't know, late 30s, 50s, I don't know. If you want to look a little younger, a little touch here and there, there's nothing wrong with that. But overdoing it in your 20s, what are you going to look like in your 30s, 40s, and 50s? So they've been repeatedly berated by boomers and Gen Z. But one surprising win for millennials and their youthful appearance is their youthful appearance. So millennials are looking younger than Generation Z. As the eldest members of Generation Y approach their mid-40s, many people have been left baffled at how the group is aging much more slowly than the generation before and after them. So millennials seem to have it on lock. So healthier diets, better knowledge of skincare, and improvement in makeup means those born between 1980 and 1997 appear more youthful than older generations did at the same age. But surprisingly, the trend hasn't continued for Generation Z. Those born in 1996 to 2012 were aging differently to those above them. While millennials learn how to use good skincare techniques in their late teens and 20s, Gen Z may be unexposed to those techniques and starting using products incorrectly, causing them to age prematurely. A number of experts have revealed, aesthetics experts have explained that using the love of vaping, that's terrible for you. I have a story about vaping. I know one of the guys who owned that company, Juul, and I rode in a limousine with him going to a party. This was years ago, 15 years ago maybe. And he's like, dude, whatever you do, don't ever pick up this habit. I was like, so is it better than smoking a cigarette? He's like, he just shook his head and he told me a lot. I don't want to say it on here and fluff to you, but he told me like, it's bad, real bad. And if you see, I'll be at a red light and I'll see people just in the car next to me just vaping, puffing out vape smoke, just like air, So what Generation Z is doing, I guess, is filling their face with all this crap so they can look more in their Instagram. Was going around for a while. Now it's like, let me see. I don't know. plastic lizards. They're the lizards. Everyone wants to do their filters. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we? Let's get to what the fuck news. And what the fuck news, Mickey Mouse horror movie trailer drops. Film uses Steamboat Willie version of character that's now in public domain. So get ready. Disney is no longer Disney hasn't been Disney for me for a long time. And 12:01 a.m. this morning, the earliest iteration of one of the world's most beloved children's characters entered the public domain. Shortly thereafter, the trailer for a slasher film called Mickey Mouse Trap was posted online. In it, clips from Walt Disney's 1928 animated classic Steamboat Willie are shown interspersed with newly shot footage that tells the story of a mouse mask wearing killer who stalks college kids at an arcade. So here's the log line. It's Alex's 21st birthday, but she's stuck in an amusement arcade on a late shift. So her friends decide to surprise her, but a masked killer dressed as Mickey Mouse decides to play a game of his own with them, which she must survive. The film was shot, edited, and directed by Jamie Bailey and written by Simon Phillips. A trailer for the Steamboat Willie-inspired horror game in Infestation 88 also dropped earlier today. So more modern versions of Mickey Mouse will remain unaffected by the expiration of the Steamboat Willie copyright, and Mickey will continue to play a leading role as a global ambassador for the Walt Disney Company in its storytelling, theme park attractions, and merchandise. So this is pretty cool. Actually, I'm interested. They piqued my interest. In fact, appending the trailer is the following disclaimer. This is not a Disney film or production. It is not affiliated or endorsed by Disney in any way. The film makes use of public domain Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse only. Steamboat Willie's Mickey Mouse entered public domain. Isn't that the first Steamboat Willie? Was that the first Mickey Mouse cartoon? I can't remember. I think that might have been the first one. Steamboat Willie. Notice all the cartoons now are like androgynous. They're just, they appeal to both. Female and male, both are like together as one. Androgynous. I was a little bumpy this broadcast starting the new year. Did I do all right? Give me a thumbs up. I try to bring the pain. Porn and cartoon. Yeah. There was a porn cartoon that I saw back in the day. I think it was called Heavy Metal. Have you guys remember that one? Do you guys remember that porn cartoon? Whatever happened to Steve Canyon? I don't even know who that is. All right, folks. I will see you. What's today anyway? Is today Wednesday? Today's Wednesday. Go to ninoscorner.tv. That's where it's all at. That's where it's all at. Going to do some big interviews. It's going to get crazy. I name it. It's going to get so crazy. Just touch it. Better touch it. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Later.